Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I want to discuss my volunteer request that I've put up on my website. This is an idea that I had a long time ago, and I made a bit of use of it back then. But in the intervening years, so much has happened on the internet, and there is so much greater scope nowadays that I really find that now it is becoming really important. So back then, I only needed it for a handful of things because my websites were much simpler and my needs were different. But nowadays, my needs have expanded. In some ways, they've expanded because of the kind of actions that the liberal scum have taken against me. So there are things that I have to do now that I previously didn't have to do. An example is videos, where I've had to create my own video platform because I can't use a thing like YouTube. In fact, I think I'm banned from BitChute even. I'm actually waiting for some feedback from somebody because it looks as if I'm banned on BitChute and I had problems on Steemit. But let's not go there now. Let me explain some of my thinking based on some of my past experiences and then you'll see what my needs are. And it's very possible that if this volunteer system turns out to be useful, that we can grow this thing and start doing more and more things that I currently have not thought of and which could be very, very useful for all of us. So the first thing that you must understand is that I'm the front. I'm the guy fronting for all of this. I'm the guy whose face and voice and writing is the front of this. So I'm the person who's going to take all the risks. So when it comes to the risk-taking, that's going to fall on my shoulders. And if there are certain costs, those too can end up becoming my costs. But I essentially am taking the risks, and you will be hidden in the background. Nobody will know who my volunteers are. My volunteers won't know who the other volunteers are. You will never meet any other volunteer. The only person that you will deal with is me. And all the communications will be directly from me to you and you to me. And that's it. Nobody is going to know who you are. And this can come in very handy, especially in areas where people are in sensitive positions, like legal stuff, which we're going to discuss. So not only are the systems more sophisticated and the range of options available to us much wider than they were 10 years ago when I was doing this the first time round, but I'm also trying to do things, many different things, that I've never done before. Legal stuff, for example, will be one of those things. I did find in the past that I had various good supporters, and then sometimes these good supporters also then start talking to me and I start learning of their skills, and then they assist me in certain ways. And that was useful, but now what I'm finding is I just need assistance. There's lots of stuff that I'm trying to do. Some things are working. Some things are working too slowly. Other things are things that I need now and then. I've had loyal supporters in the past. There were people like Joanne Wilcox, who was my very first supporter. She was awesome. She was an old American lady. She assisted me for about 12 years until she passed away. She was fantastic. She was almost like my personal assistant. She introduced me to people. She did all kinds of stuff. When I look back, I must tell you, Joanne Wilcox was one of the most awesome people that I ever came across. And some of these people that I dealt with, I will still put up their photographs and I'll tell you a bit about them. And in South Africa, I had a lady, Adele. She was somebody that I thought could be very useful. And when I approached her on a number of occasions, she wasn't very cooperative. And much later, a few years later, she was in quite bad health. And then I talked to her again, and this time she was different, and she decided to help me. And she helped me for a year. And she was very ill, but she helped me, and we actually did some fantastic stuff together in that last year. And she ended up getting extremely ill, going to hospital and dying in hospital. But Adele was absolutely fantastic in that 1 year that she assisted me. She did all kinds of things, and we pulled off a bunch of feats quietly that really helped us move things along at the time. So I've had some very loyal supporters, but then I've also had people who come and go, and others who you work with them for a time and then they lose interest or whatever. So I understand how these things work. My basic concept is that I'm going to specify certain needs and requirements that I have currently. And then if there are people who come forward and volunteer and have skills in those areas, then I will use them. But it could be that you will put your name down and you might not hear from me for 10 months, that I'm either so busy or I don't need your skills at this point in time. And don't think that I've forgotten about you. I might just not need you. I might have other people doing things, and I might just never need your services. So it could even be a year later that I contact you. So I understand that you've got a job, that you've got a family, that you've got all kinds of other things in your life, and that you cannot give me all of your time, and that I need to respect your time. So if you have various limitations in terms of time that you can allocate to me when I need you, then you can specify it. You can just write it in the message and you can say, listen, I'm only going to be available for 6 months, or this or that, or don't contact me in the week, I'm only available on Sundays, or whatever it is. You can specify any limitations on your side, because I know that I'm taking from you and you're giving of your own time, and your time also has lots of value, and I'm very grateful for it. Part of how I've come to be like this is that I've also learned over the years that you can't always rely on everybody, and as a website owner and a content producer, there are many times when things happen and you need to move things forward, so you also need to learn certain skills. So over the years, I've learned all kinds of skills that I didn't have in the beginning. And I'm a true believer in National Socialism. I'm a true believer in the value of work. And I have no problem with work. And I'm happy to learn anything and to do anything that I can. So I'm always happy to take in information and to learn and to teach myself new skills. If those skills assist me to reach my goals, then I go and I learn. And it helps me a lot if I can learn from other people, then they teach me something. In my own way, I'm trying to teach people in general things that I've learned via my website. So the passing of knowledge is a very important thing, and you can help me and I can help other people. So if you see it in that light, then that's great. I also value experience. And some of the younger people that I've dealt with, for example, they say to me, like one guy that I've known for some years, he says to me, oh, just go and Google that. But I actually value experience, because when you've been doing something for a long time, you will have begun to form certain opinions. Whereas if I just go and try and do something quickly, then I might actually find myself wasting a lot of time and learning wrong things because there isn't somebody to guide me. In that sense, I quite like the Japanese way, where when the Japanese teach somebody a skill, they've got like a master and a pupil, and the pupil goes and spends his time with the master and learns from the master, and he learns not just by being taught but also by observing. So I have a lot of respect for skill and experience that people have picked up because they can guide you in certain ways. Now, on some of the Linux stuff that I've had to do over the years, and basically I never was a Linux guy. I was a Microsoft guy, and my original website was done on Microsoft with ASP. And it was because my website was banned and shut down by an American company, by an American hosting company, that one of my supporters at the time said to me, "Listen, Jan, you must learn this other language and you can run this thing on Linux, and then you'll have a much greater option in terms of hosting instead of being limited to the number of Microsoft hosting companies paying the exorbitant fees. You can rather go for Linux. You'll have a much greater set of options, and it's going to cost you less." So that guy directed me in that direction, and I went and learned a language, and that is how I started getting into Linux. Little by little, I didn't want to learn Linux, but eventually I've been forced to do that in recent years. Initially, I just focused on knowing enough in order to be able to write some code in PHP and run things under Apache and that sort of thing. But as time has gone by and I've found myself getting banned more and more, I've ended up in the situation where now I have to run my own servers, where I have to do my own stuff. And I don't mind that, but it's important also when somebody has got the ability to guide me and tell me about a good direction and, you know, just let me benefit from their experience. And also, because you're working in a corporate environment for a business, you will probably have experience of all kinds of things and you can guide me in certain ways. So that's just to give you some input on why I like to deal with people to a degree in certain things, because you can't just go and Google everything. And trust me, there are times when I've gone and I've hunted through search engines and I've read on forums and people write stuff and it looks good and you follow it, and then you run into other problems and more problems. And eventually, when you speak to somebody who's got experience, then they say to you, no, you've been doing it all wrong. Ignore those people. Ignore what they've said. Go and do something else. So that is just to give you some input as to why I like to ask things. Because you, from your experience as a worker, as somebody with experience in a certain thing, you can guide me. This is very true on technical stuff, and it's going to be true on legal stuff. So in other words, if you can teach me, you teach me how to do something, then I can help myself, then I don't have to ask that much. So that is a great way for me to move forward. Now, in this volunteer system, there are many things that we're going to tackle, including my online shop. And all of these things, we're going to run into all kinds of problems. And I decided that I might as well tackle a bunch of things at the same time, because we're going to run into a stack of problems and we might as well sit and hammer away at trying to solve these problems, because if we can crack certain problems, then we open up all kinds of new possibilities. In fact, one of my friends who helped me a lot over the years with technical stuff, He came back and he said to me afterwards, he said to me that the kinds of questions that I posed to him were of such a nature that his normal job was very boring. But then I'd come along and I'd start posing all kinds of questions that he'd never come across. And he would have to go and do some research and thinking and come back to me. So in some ways, he enjoyed the kinds of challenges that I posed to him because it enabled him to go and learn more about his own job, because the things I was asking were weird things and they were related to my websites and it wasn't the kind of stuff that he would run into in his daily work. So he told me that it actually helped him because he found his own job quite boring and repetitive. The bottom line is that we're going to be learning and we're going to be doing stuff in certain cases, in technical cases and with legal type stuff. In the past, also when I did the volunteer thing, I also allowed people to post on my websites. Whenever I came across somebody who posted some nice, thoughtful comments and it made a lot of sense and you could see the person had done some reading or they knew something, I would say to people, I can give you access to my website and you can post articles on it. Or if you want to write something, you can come and write. And I actually did that quite a lot. I must have allowed more than 20 people to come and write on my website back then. But then what I noticed was I'm giving all kinds of people access, offering access to this guy, offering access to that person, and then these people would do nothing. And here I am giving them all sorts of access and nobody lifts a finger. So that is why you'll find that nowadays when people come to me and they offer me articles or they offer to write something for me or they offer to do something for me in terms of the daily drudgery of posting things on websites, which is very important, you'll find that I'm not interested. Because I had people come and go and people showed very little interest. And make no mistake, it is actually a very, very important part of running the websites, is posting articles and finding interesting stuff. It's very, very critically important. And that is why over Christmas now, why I've stopped posting and just focused on other issues, other things that I want to do, because normally posting stuff is my highest priority. I have to do that before I do anything else, because if I don't post things regularly on my website, people lose interest, people get bored, and you even start losing supporters. So if anybody is interested in posting on my websites, the way that I'm going to do it is I'm actually going to bring back my old websites and people can go and they can try their hand at posting on my old websites. I'm happy to give them access to my old stuff and let them go and see if they are still interested after doing that. I'm going to be much more difficult in that regard. When it comes to posting on my newer websites, I first want to see what people can do on my older websites. I'm simply mentioning this because it has come up a bit now and then, and for the most part, I've just ignored people. So people who do want to post, who do want to write, who do want to do analysis, I will first test you out on my old websites for a good long time before I even think of giving you access to my new websites. Because I want to see whether people have got a work ethic, whether people take things seriously, whether they're going to do it today and then never do it again, that kind of thing. Because when it comes to actually running a website, what most people don't realize is that it is very critical that there be content that goes on every day. And if you don't have discipline and you can't do certain things in a disciplined way, then you're not of much value. And my old websites have been down since February of 2018. I will be bringing them online again. And the only person there who actually managed to stick around for a long time was Spears. Other than those ladies who I'd mentioned before, Spears was the only other person who had the kind of work ethic where he'd go and he'd do something. He worked at his own pace. I never set anybody's pace for them. If a person comes and they post one article a day and that's the rate at which they do something, that's cool by me. But it is irritating if you find that you give someone access, you set everything up for them, then they do nothing, or they do a thing twice and then they call it a day. So for people who want to practice doing things on websites, who want to see what it's like, you'd have to work on my old websites first for quite a long time. And if you're then still serious, then we can look at allowing you to write something or post something on my newer websites. But I'm just mentioning this because people have brought this up. This is actually not what I'm looking for volunteers for. I'm quite happy to do the work and just hammer away by myself. Make no mistake that running a website is lots of work. There's stacks of work. That's why I can't even reply to all the people who write to me. There's actually stacks of work that needs to be done, and it's continual stuff that comes in. And like I say, in the past I had Joanne doing certain things or helping with certain things, but I found that on the whole, most people don't take these things seriously. They don't have the kind of work ethic that you need. And maybe the real way forward at a point is to try and see if I can pay somebody at some point. But first, we need to get to being able to survive before I can pay someone. With Adele, I was actually doing that. Adele and I worked out a little system, and I could pay her a little bit of money. She had to work really hard, but between the two of us, we did some pretty impossible things, and it worked very well. Make no mistake, if a person works well, and you can do certain things, and you've got a good work ethic, there are all kinds of strange things that you can do on websites. And there are things that one can do that can eventually help people. There was another guy that I did deal with. I actually helped him to earn a living, and he posted on my websites. And we did it in such a way that it brought him customers. But this was also at the time of Adele. And then when Adele died, what this guy did was he suddenly stopped posting on my websites. He'd built up quite an audience by then. He'd built up quite a customer base, and he didn't need my websites. And he turned around and he said to me, I need to pay him so many thousand rand a month to post on my websites. And the truth was that he was making much more money out of the publicity that he was getting from my websites than I was getting from my websites. Because I was getting people to him that he could actually go and quote them on certain work, and he could actually make money out of the people that I'd introduced him to. And using the publicity of my websites and using me driving people to him, saying to people, that's your guy, that's your expert on this, he was able to make more money than I was able to make out of my own websites, because my stuff is free and the only income I was getting was a little bit of money from advertising. But he was able to take it and monetize it and turn it into something. So those are the kinds of things that I've seen from some of my experiences, and my big problem has always been to monetize my websites for myself, so that I can feed myself from my own websites. And that's where YouTube and Google come and they kill you. Because when I was on YouTube, I was well on my way. I reckoned within a year I would have been able to actually feed myself and pay my bills off of YouTube. And then they came and they banned me and they shut all my stuff down and they demonetized everything. And Google does the same thing with Google Adverts. They also do the same thing. They come and they just remove the monetization bit by bit until you eventually get nothing. So you put some adverts on your website and you earn virtually nothing. If you're lucky, you walk away with $30 a month. And then you've got to spend $30 a month on hosting. So as you get the bit of money from advertising, you pay it to the hosting guy and you walk out with nothing. So the websites don't earn me money. The only money that I get is from my donors. So the other small bits of income are basically worthless. They basically go to pay other expenses. Because in my case, I've got two servers, because I've got a stack of videos on there, and as time goes by, eventually I'll need a third server and so on. This is why I'm going to try the shop idea, because I want to see if I can't generate some income for myself at the same time that I'm trying to solve problems for other whites, and that we try to actually make something work, knowing full well that we are banned everywhere. So when I do the shop, I know up front I can't use PayPal, I can't use Amazon, I can't use credit cards. So I'm going to have to find ways to make this shop run, despite the fact that there's every possible impediment to making this thing work. So you must be aware that when you're coming to assist me, coming to assist somebody where they're constantly trying to block everything I do. They constantly try to block me. And the same is true for Alex Linder. Because Alex Linder and I are so hardcore, every move we make, they try and stop us. They try and block us in all sorts of ways. There are actions they've taken against Alex Linder which we've not announced in public yet. But they come after both of us. They come after us because the two of us are hardcore. And I'm sure that if they can find a way to get either of us in jail or totally wipe us out financially so that we cannot function at all and that we're sitting on the street, they will do that. So you must understand that you're coming to assist somebody who's getting whacked in all sorts of ways, and I'm still taking the risks. All that I'm asking is a line to one of you, and I can talk to you, and I ask you questions, and I go and do the work. I take the risks. I see if I can move this thing forward. And this is how we battle forth. That, as far as I've seen, is about the only way that we have. And I saw this already on African Crisis years and years ago. I already saw back then the same thing. I've had my websites hacked. I've had my websites hammered in all sorts of ways. And back then, I even had to solve all my technical problems myself. And I've been shut down in so many ways. I can't send out emails. I can't do this. I can't do that. So then I go and I write the software for that. So I've always had to look after my websites. I've always had to do the programming myself. And nowadays, I can't even get proper hosting. I have to run the server myself as well. So now I'm doing everything. But I firmly believe, from my experience, I firmly believe in the importance of trying to tackle certain problems and overcoming certain problems. Now, you will have noticed that in this last year or so, we've seen Gab arrive and we've seen Hatreon, where other whites decided that they're going to dive in and do something because clearly the social media and Patreon and all these places that are controlled by the liberals, they are shutting us down. And as I see it, this is the only way forward. The only way forward is for us to try and solve all kinds of problems, because the liberals and the Jews will shut everything down. They will destroy everything that they can destroy in order for us not to make progress. No billionaire is going to come along and fund a new Twitter. People are going to have to use what skills they have, what cash we have, and we're going to have to tackle things ourselves. And that is why I'm engaging in some of the experiments that I'm engaging in. Even though people may be looking at me and saying, you don't have money, you don't have this, you don't have that, you can't hire a team, correct. But we need to tackle those things because we can't go to a professional law firm and say to them, listen, come help us. We need to tackle these liberals or these Jews or these people over here. We can't do that because all the law firms are themselves controlled. The legal system is so sewn up in South Africa, even more so than America. There's not a lawyer around who will come and do anything. So we have to break new ground by ourselves. We have to find ways to secure people, to get help from people without those people losing their jobs and that kind of thing. That is the kind of stuff we're facing. And I'm happy to be the front man for this and to take the risks because I've been at this a long time. And we'll see how far I manage to get and at what point they manage to catch me out or trip me up in some way that I'm not ready, and we see how far I can go. So think of yourself as being on the leading, bleeding edge of something that is important and it's unpleasant. The reason most people don't want to do this stuff is because it's unpleasant. It's easier for many of the other websites to carry on because they can say things and they stay within certain parameters, and because they stay within certain parameters, they don't get whacked. But it means that they will stay there for the next 20 years. They will not move forward. They will not be able to take other people on. They won't be able to do certain things. An example of one that's now worked well is Gab. Gab has worked brilliantly until, with this shooting at the synagogue, until the owner got caught off guard and now the Jews are in. Now the owner has found himself in a spot that he'd not planned for, and now his whole thing is not working the way it used to work. So I see Gab as being pretty much cucked by this experience, and that we've seen the splendid rise of Gab until it got whacked. So Gab has come a long way and it's done great. 100,000 people were joining a month, but now they've been cucked, they've been locked down, and they've banned tens of thousands of people, and so they are pretty much under control now by the enemy. Another one that tried to make a good move were the guys who created Hatreon. When they created Hatreon, they thought they could do something better than Patreon. I loved the idea. I was among one of the first guys to sign up for it, and Hatreon got whacked very early on. Very early on, PayPal whacked them, then the banks whacked them, then they were unable to function, and Hatreon is now gone. So we've lost Hatreon. That is why I thought, let me try from my position to move things forward. Since I am heavily banned, let's see how much I can move forward, which things I can do, and what we can try to achieve. Because if I don't do this, there's nobody else trying this kind of stuff. We need to try more things. We need to get more creative. We need to push things forward. I'm telling you, the government is not going to help us. The rich aren't going to help us. Nobody is going to help us. This has to be a grassroots thing. And if the rich were to come, they would immediately come and they'd put all kinds of conditions on it. And you'd suddenly find you don't have the kind of free speech that you want. I'm deliberately pushing a certain kind of hard speech, and I do it because I firmly believe in it and I believe in its value. I believe in saying things that other people dare not say. Alex Linder is the same. That is why you find me supporting Alex Linder so much, is because I noticed this was the only guy in America who would dare to say certain things. And I could see from people that I knew who'd been loyal supporters of him that he had experienced a lot of the same problems that I'd experienced in South Africa. He'd experienced lots of things. There was a time when Alex Linder couldn't get any hosting, when they had to run their server from somebody's house because they couldn't get any more hosting. These are all the kinds of things that they try to do. And people who've got jobs, they'll try and get you to lose your job. It should be obvious to you how absolutely sick, utterly sick, society has become, that 99% of the people on the social media, of the whites on the social media, putting out pro-white information, that 99% of those people are using pseudonyms. Just go onto Twitter, go onto Gab, go onto Facebook, and see how many people are operating under pseudonyms. And that should be telling you that there's something sick. People don't even use their real names and their email addresses. I'm coming across this all the time. If 90% of the people are hiding their identity just when talking about politics or history, that alone should tell you that there's something extremely sick. How is it that most everybody has got to hide their identity? That should show you that there's something very wrong. And all the real resistance has come from people at the bottom. Common people, common workers like myself and others who suddenly had enough and were sick and tired of the lying and decided to go online and start talk about the lying and expose the lying. And I must tell you, we've also had lots of our own successes and we are hurting our enemies. Make no mistake. The first organization that I destroyed, that I targeted and destroyed, was a thing called Good News South Africa. It was run by a bunch of liberal Jews in South Africa. They went to big banks and big corporate organizations in South Africa. They went and they got money from them to fund them so that they could churn out a bunch of lying news about South Africa. They called it Good News South Africa and they were pumping out junk, all kinds of rubbish, year in and year out. And they were being paid by the rich to do it. One of the banks that gave money to Good News South Africa was actually the bank that I was working for at the time. And I, of my own accord, took on Good News South Africa. The bank that I worked for didn't know that one of their own employees was a white right-winger who was actually attacking something that they themselves were funding. But between myself and a handful of supporters over a period of about 2 years, we were able to damage their credibility so much that people stopped listening to their lies, stopped reading their rubbish. But Good News South Africa had access to big money, big corporate money, and they had access to newspapers and mass media. And me coming with my little unfunded thing, I played the key role in destroying that organization, though they were funded. So you mustn't underestimate the importance of us doing what we're doing. It's just that we can't get rich out of this. The rich won't support this. Nobody with power, nobody with money is going to support the truth as it comes from the bottom, from the common worker. So we're on our own. But We can function without the millions of dollars that the Jews need. And we can massively damage their things, even though we ourselves are barely funded. You mustn't underestimate the importance of what we're doing. If we can just keep going, the danger that we pose to them is massive. The mere fact that we are able to wake up people in different countries across the world and start spreading certain messages, this, I tell you, is a huge headache for them. And it's scaring the hell out of them. That's why they're coming after everybody. They're going crazy trying to stop people everywhere. Twitter shadow bans you all the time. We are therefore pioneers in what you could call cyber warfare. In that sense, we are definite pioneers. We are doing something that's never been done before. Never before has there been an ability by common people to fight an information war on a global scale. The internet has now opened the door for that, and it gives us opportunities that no generation has had before. And the enemy is very cognizant that for the first time ever, they've got competition on a terrain that they've literally controlled for centuries. Okay, let's return to the kinds of skills that I'm looking for with regard to volunteers. Right at the top of my list is actually legal stuff. And I want to describe some of the legal stuff to you. My most important legal stuff, where I need lots and lots and lots of help on, is actually the South African legal stuff. There are things that I've done and things that I want to do, and I have got certain help, but I've found that the amount of work that needs to be done is too big for this one person that I'm depending on, and time is slipping by. And this person, of his own accord, also has his own limitations as well. So what I'm looking for is legal help, but I'm open to all kinds of legal input from across the world, especially America and especially Europe. So even though I don't have specific legal requirements in those countries, in those regions, I'm open to anybody with legal experience almost anywhere, because you never know at what point I might be able to make use of them or even just ask them questions, because there are times when I need to go and get information and I need to understand things. So when it comes to legal stuff, it would be ideal, of course, if I could have somebody who's an attorney or high-ranking and lots of experience, but I'm happy to settle for anything. Even somebody who does paralegal work, somebody who's a student, anybody who's got any kind of legal knowledge in almost any region could be of use to me. Especially in South Africa, but even in Europe, even in America. And in America, I definitely have some requirements there. With regard to South Africa, I've got very specific projects that I can undertake and have started, and I can walk into a courtroom and I can go and do all the various things. So I'm going to be the front, I'm going to be the face. All I need is somebody to guide me or help me prepare documents or show me how to prepare certain things and answer questions. I really just need knowledge and assistance, and the knowledge and assistance will be either verbal or written, and then I will go off and do all the things that need to be done. There are already documents and things that I've put together myself with some guidance and assistance, but there are others where I will need somebody to help me. In fact, in the South African scenario, My situation is so desperate that there are some things that I need to do that I'm even willing to end up paying money for. Even though I'm trying as much as possible not to spend money and to save as much money as I can, because I'm also not getting an income, in this regard, there are some things where I may have to just go and fork out some money. One of the reasons is because there are time limits. There are time limits, there are legal time limits as to the period of time that I can attempt certain actions. And that time limit is 3 years. And I'm going to be running out of time on a bunch of my issues that I want to deal with. And on some of the South African legal stuff, I've got 6 months to 10 months in which to do certain things, or I'll never be able to have my chance to tackle those things. So the legal stuff, South Africa, is utterly critical, and I'm really burning, and I need every ounce of help that I can get. And I may even go and fork out money. If somebody can give me discounted rates or something, I may even fork out money. I'm that desperate. With regard to America, I've got a specific task that has come up. Somebody has given me a tip-off on an important court case, a critically important court case, which if we can get the documents on it, this could become very, very useful. So I have a specific need for somebody to go hunting for some court documents and stuff from a court case that took place a few decades ago in America. With regard to Europe, just having somebody that I can bounce ideas off or ask questions of, that could come in handy. There could be times where I might just want to ask some questions. So any kind of legal input from literally anywhere in the world is always going to be welcome. That's right at the top of my list of things. The next thing that I need is somebody to assist me with graphics. I can do most of the normal graphics functionality that I need. I can resize things, I can do the various things that I need in order to get graphics up onto my websites, and I can take care of that. What I do need now and then is I do need some specific graphics done for a particular thing. I have got somebody who's going to do my logo for my shop, but I have a couple of other websites that are related to this and things related to this. There are times when I need a bit of graphics where I want to put up something like an advert or something nice, and there will be times when I'll need a little bit of graphics work. Every now and then, I need a little bit of graphics work. It's an ongoing thing, and it's the one thing where I really can't teach myself. I'm not an artistic type of person. So having somebody that I can call on now and then to do some graphics for me would be appreciated. As part of my projects, there are other websites that I've set up that you don't know about, that I've not told you about, because I've been trying to strategize how I'm going to tackle and overcome certain problems, and also maybe some opportunities that I can grab for our cause. So I have a few little things up my sleeve that I haven't told you about, and I will need a little bit of graphics assistance on one or two of those things. And then I will launch them, and you will see what they are. And I've got a few plans, because my enemies have been hassling me over a long period of time, and I have some experience at trying to counter them. Unfortunately, to counter them often means lots more work. And then when they eventually smash you again, then it's even more work. And that's how this battle tends to roll forward. But once you understand it, then you'll see the importance of carrying on with this. The other area is technical, especially Linux, because Linux is the operating system that we use for the servers. In fact, even at my house, I'm abandoning Windows. I'm finding Windows has got so many issues with it, and we're running into all kinds of problems. Linux seems to be the only thing where you can do your own thing. Linux is basically white created. It's an example of a white technology, and it's a technology that they haven't managed to gain control of. And so Linux still offers opportunities, but Linux requires lots of work and it's highly technical. On the Linux side, I already have some guys who help me a bit here and a bit there, but it's always good to know if somebody else has got skills. I can fire other questions at them, and there are things that can come out of that. So any kind of technical skills, any operating system, any kind of technology is always useful because there may be things that we can do. At one point, I was quite naughty and I tried to do some stuff on Facebook. I actually tried to see if we could spread our message further and wider on Facebook. And I actually had a guy and he did some stuff for me, and we used it for about 2.5 months until Facebook banned it. But I got to tell you that before Facebook stopped us, Facebook had to make many, many, many changes before they could stop us. We were countering them again and again and again and again. We actually did quite well. And the little tool sits there. We actually had some really big ideas for Facebook. We wanted to do something really huge. But the guy who was helping me, he had an idea, a very big idea. I had a much smaller idea. And he was one of those guys who would think up a big idea and he'd never get round to it. And so what I did was I said to him, why don't you do something small for me? Then at least we get some things done and I'll be able to give you direct feedback. And that is what we did for a time until eventually they countered it. But the tool still has uses if I ever need it again. There are games we can play. And we should regard this as a war. The enemy comes and they are stopping things, they're banning people, but they're also busy modifying software. On Twitter, they shadow ban you. On Facebook, they also take actions. And there are actually many system changes. I've watched as a creator on YouTube how many system changes they made on YouTube. They made stacks of them before they banned me. They were making all kinds of changes to make things harder and harder for people on YouTube. Just remember, I'm a computer programmer and I worked on business systems my entire life. And I can tell you, they've made stacks of changes on Twitter. They've made tons of changes on Facebook. And when we had our software and we were playing around with Facebook, you could see how they were catching us, and then we would make some changes, then they would eventually catch on, and so it carried on. We played a game of cat and mouse on Facebook for quite a while. Be aware that the Jews have gone to Microsoft, they've gone to Google, they've already been implementing all kinds of search engine changes that you and I don't know about that are aimed at seeing to it that less traffic comes to our websites and everything. Already more than 10 years ago on African Crisis, I already noticed this process taking place, that they were already then working on seeing to it that search engines bring less and less traffic to you. They also had there were certain kinds of software that they were implementing in companies that supposedly protect the employees from dangerous websites, and then they'd blacklist websites like mine, websites like those of Alex Linder. We'd be blacklisted and people can't get to our websites. But for more than 10 years already, they've been changing search engines to reduce the amount of traffic that we get. I've tested all kinds of things. I've watched this process going on for years and years. They're basically pushing us into the dark web, where eventually search engines won't be able to find us. That is what they're trying to do. So among the projects in the future for whites will be to build our own search engines in the future. We will need to build our own search engines to index our own stuff, and we really need to even create our own social media. And when this banning took place on Gab, there were discussions that I had with Alex Linder. There were things we were talking about, and I've not said anything further about it, but I can tell you now that we need to be thinking of all the kinds of things that we need as they try to drive us out of the normal web, as they try to stop our message from moving. We need to work out countermeasures so that we can function, because they go to the top people, to the top companies, and they work to destroy our stuff. Now, even though I'm banned from BitChute, I did run into guys on Twitter, one of whom was involved in the creation of BitChute. I think that I'm banned from BitChute because there are some things of mine that that go too far, okay? So they are just trying to protect themselves. But BitChute itself is a creation of whites. And the way that they've created that thing, they've created it so that it can function even if servers don't exist. It is peer-to-peer. Basically, we have to create all the technology that we need in order to function. And even something like PayPal, the fact that we've been banned, this is why I want to do my shop. Because we need to find ways to get whites to function again, even when they demonetize you, even when they try and hit you in all different kinds of ways. We need to find solutions and find ways of overcoming things. And it may be that we are going to create little industries, that we will actually be able to create little industries, little businesses eventually, out of some of our solutions. But we need to find ways to crack problems. And you'll see that with my shop, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to support people so that we support each other, and we try and do so despite the enemy trying to stop us succeeding, physically trying to stop us transacting with each other. We must try and find ways around this. This is what came to me as an idea because of all the bannings that I had with my donations. So then I thought that maybe if enough of us put our heads together, we're going to find solutions to problems. Now, there may be knowledge and skills that you have that gives you ideas for ways that we can do things that I've not brought up. And you're welcome to write your ideas down, to say things. I'm a person who takes it very seriously when somebody comes up as the originator of an idea. When I worked in the corporate world, at one point we had certain incentive schemes where we could win prizes and things. And one thing I used to hate that my management did, I used to hate this, is we'd be in a meeting, or I'd meet with my boss or my manager and I'd say something to him. I would come up with an idea that nobody had come up with. Then the next thing I see is he's running off and he's saying that he had a great idea. But the idea that he's running around with is my idea. But he never tells anybody that, hey, you know, that guy who worked for me, he's the guy who came up with that idea. And if you look further into the theft of patents and stuff like that, something where Jews have also played their games, then you'll see that there are many, many times when honest white people have been cheated out of things. The Germans as a nation have probably come up with more ideas that have been stolen than anybody else. For me, it's a very sore point. And so I like to give credit to people when a person comes up with an idea, because that is how scientists and academics work. They always give credit to whoever comes up with something, and it's a very important point. But outside of science and academics, you'll find that there are all kinds of people stealing each other's ideas, and I absolutely hate that. And if you ever watch articles that I post and things that I post, you'll see that I like to give credit. I like to say, this person said this. I do that because it's important. And I regard it as the theft of intellectual property. And it happens across the world in everything. And the Jews are number one at this kind of thing. Stealing people's ideas, running off with it. I even knew Jews who were too afraid to tell their ideas to other Jews because Jews would steal their ideas from other Jews. It's completely Jewish behavior. It's not what you do in a civilized world. And it's the kind of thing that's happened to Germans up and down for the last century. They've had so many inventions of theirs stolen, ideas, products, and things that are sold around the world that they invented, but that they don't even get the benefit from. So I'm open to all kinds of ideas, and if people are willing to do things, and if people are willing to share things or talk about things, we can try all sorts of things. And we can see what we can do, and maybe there are ideas that we can take and turn into something new. There are lots of things we can actually do. And I will tell you that I firmly believe that it is critically important that whites get involved in this internet war, because I'm telling you, the rich, the super rich, the Jews, they are doing their utmost to crush the normal voices of common people who are daring to speak the truth. And you are seeing how whites are going to jail in Germany, in Britain, in other countries in Europe. Others have been thrown into jail in America under all kinds of bogus, pretentious reasons. The common person is being shut down, and the common person is always at a disadvantage. And the police and the spy services are busy watching the common guy. Meanwhile, the real criminals at a high level are walking around and holding meetings with the people who head Google and Microsoft and so forth. But it should be obvious to you that whites running their websites, trying to get the truth out, that this has, over time, had a big effect. And I can see, I've even had people come to me and tell me that they were red-pilled originally on my original African crisis, and now they're back and they're listening to my latest stuff. And if it wasn't for Dr. Pierce, Alex Linder, all these other people who've been busy on the internet, there are lots of things that would never have come out. There are things that came out from my website which was the first of its kind at the time. Nobody else in South Africa was putting out what I was putting out. And it managed to spread the message. And later on, I saw things that I'd put out that I was the only creator of, appearing in videos, appearing on websites, appearing on the social media. It is important what we do. It's very important. So if you can assist me in things, then let's see what we can do. In this particular instance, I'm mostly asking for knowledge and assistance with specific things. But if I see that people are interested and people can do certain things and they're interested in certain things, there are lots of other things we can try. One thing I've forgotten to mention is cryptocurrencies and financial stuff. Cryptocurrencies and financial stuff, that's also important, because we need to know how to do things legally, what can we do here and there. So there are lots of things that we could discuss. But as it stands, I'm a worker and I do all my work myself. So I'm my only worker and I'm just asking for assistance on certain things. And here and there, like with the graphics, that's one of the places where I'd ask somebody else to go and do it and do a bit of work for me and give it back to me. And that I'll be very grateful for. While some skills are sort of job related, they're related to the work that you do, there are other skills that you might have that just come from other interests that you have. For example, with the legal stuff, I've had a need at times to go and dig into details of companies, organizations, backgrounds of people, that sort of thing. So even if that's not your job's maybe not to be a detective, but you have the ability to find certain information and to get certain information that can be very useful along with legal assistance, because then if I need to find certain things, I could ask you and you see what you can get. So some kind of ability to do, let's call it detective work, could come in very handy. And it could tie up nicely with some of the legal stuff. Now, I just want to clarify some of the legal stuff. In order to do the legal stuff that I need to do, I don't always need to win. You can look at the legal stuff that I'm going to attempt to do as kind of legal guerrilla warfare. It's not about always winning, but it is about being able to go and carry out legal actions through the system. Even if those actions have got mixed results, or even if they fail, you must look at the legal stuff as a kind of legal guerrilla warfare. And this is also why we need to do it more on a volunteer basis than a paid basis. Because to do it on a paid basis, you'd need a ton of money. But if one has volunteers and you can put things together and you can try things and you can get a bit of feedback here and there, then one can be more creative about it and you can try things even if they fail. So the legal stuff is for me the biggest issue. It is the most important one. Second would be graphics, third would be technical. But there could be other ideas that you have, ideas on how to spread things, how to do other things that will be beneficial, to the cause. And we can always take some ideas, maybe put them on the back burner and then look at them later and see what else we can do. I've got quite a few ideas that I want to implement over and above my existing website. And these things I think will be useful for the cause. So there are things that I'm thinking of, and maybe over time we can do more and more. But if people are willing to try different things, there are many, many things that a person can try and do. I truly believe, and I'll tell you up front, that writing search engines in the future, search engines, advertising systems, money transfer systems, all these kinds of things are things that we need to prepare for, because that is the extent to which we'll have to go. And if you go and you look at the history of the Boers, when the British smashed the Boers a century ago, the only way that the Boers could function in South Africa, they weren't even allowed to get into business. And the only way that the Boers could function was to start their own things and to support their own things. In the end, they had to create their own banks, their own insurance companies, their own everything, their own newspapers. And I can see that on the internet, that's where we are going. We are walking down that path. We're going to have to do what the Boers did, what the Germans did, what Hitler did. We're going to have to do all those same things. The current structures will do anything in their power to smash us. And if they can find a reason to put me in jail or get us killed at some point, they will do all kinds of things at various points if they really need to. That is why I always make all my stuff open. You'll see all my videos, all my audios. Even on African Crisis in the beginning, I did the same thing. Because I don't know when the end will come, I make sure that everything I do is open to the public, and people must just make copies, take copies of everything, so that if something happens at some point, whether it's to me personally or whether it's just that they're able to shut me down, that all the stuff that I've done up to that point has managed to filter out to people, and people will have it in their hands and they can spread it by their own means. But I must tell you that even just things like sharing things, moving things around, passing things on to people, these are actually important tasks. They are really important tasks. If I could have had people dedicated to doing those kinds of things, I would have done it. But I see that most people operate on their own and they make their own plans, so that's also acceptable. But I must impress upon all of you the fact that even the search engines, the advertisers, the everything is coming against us. And our websites and even our YouTube channels would have had many more visitors. We would have broken through long ago. When I was on YouTube, I could see some of my videos were starting to go viral. You get used to the patterns of how things go, and then after a time you see. And I had two or three videos that would have gone viral. They were starting to go viral. And then you can see they've come and they've suddenly just killed this thing. I can tell you, on the internet alone, our websites could have gone viral, but they see to it that the search engines and things work against us and that sort of thing. Make no mistake, there is an ongoing war and they have got big capital, big power. And if we don't make the most of the internet and develop the technology that we need, we are not going to move forward as fast as we should. All people with technical knowledge, engineering knowledge, all kinds of technical and scientific knowledge, I'm telling you, in the end, we'll need to drag as many of those people as we can onto our side so that we can develop the kinds of advanced things that we need in order to survive as these business people and the elite and the Jews try to shut us all down. And they are not liking websites, they are not liking information getting out. You can see what's happening to people in Germany, how even trials are held in secret. It should be clear to you that all kinds of actions are taken to stop whites from spreading the message. Whites are becoming the prime target because white people are standing up the most firmly against our enemies. They label us racists and Nazis and anti-Semites, but we are spreading the truth, and they don't like the truth moving out there. It's screwing up their enormous global scams. But I liked what Dennis Fecho said to me the other day when I appeared on his show briefly. Dennis Fecho was saying that the Jews are losing money hand over fist. And that is good news. And I do believe that we are hurting them. The only problem is that if we cost them, let's say, $10 million in losses, it doesn't mean that we get $10 million. We may be running our little outfits for a few thousand dollars and we're causing them to lose $1 million. And you need to look at it in that way. But what we are doing is critically important, and we are managing to hurt them badly despite a total lack of funding and them trying to stop us. They've had to demonetize masses of people just on YouTube alone. On YouTube, they must have stopped tens, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars from changing hands because of all the censorship they had to put in place there. Things were rocking and rolling there. And they began to realize that YouTube is actually going to bring down the whole system. So the YouTube banning was the biggest thing that they've done. And that's smashed lots of people. But whites need to realize we just need to keep on going. We are hurting the enemy. But don't expect the rich and the others to come and save you. When they pitch up there, they will say to you, "Yeah, yeah, I can help you, but I want you to prescribe to this and that, and you can't say this and you mustn't say that, and you're going to have to not do this and not do that." They're going to put a whole bunch of requirements there, and then they'll say, "Yeah, yeah, we'll help you, but you must operate within these guidelines. If you don't do that, then we're not interested in you." And that is how the true messages end up getting stopped. That's some food for thought. Let's see how the volunteer system goes over the coming months. There are projects, like I say, there are things that I've not told you about. There are things that I've been working on that I've not told you about. As I bring those things out, then you will see some of what I've been up to. And let's observe things. Maybe there are new ideas and new things that we can tackle as time goes by. And I'll also see what comes along in the way of skills, where I fall short, where I maybe have too many skills. Even if there are skills that you have that I don't need, but you think they could come in handy or we could use them in some way, write them down, put them down. You never know what comes up. Things that I've like not focused on are things like mobile apps and things like that. There are many things that I've just not looked at because it's not a critically important thing for me at this point. But I must tell you, even just sending out my emails and things was a big mission because I was completely shut down. Every place I went to, they stopped me. They stopped me everywhere. And the same with the hosting. And there are always things that we have to try and do to keep on keeping on. Because keeping that message going out, even if it's a small message, is critical. Because if you stop altogether, then the message dies and then people give up. And then it really sets us back. So the more that you can do, the better. I've been at this for many years, and I can tell you there are many times where I've sat down and I've worked for weeks and months on end writing software, doing things in order to be able to carry on again. Because they really hate what I have to say. They hate what I have to say. And the same is true of Alex Linder. They try to shut him down at every twist and turn. And as you can see, the FBI has already visited him, so you never know what comes his way next. And I also don't know at what point things will happen to me. So we just do what we can while we can, and we keep going. But in the case of Alex and myself, we bear the risks. So we bear the risks, we'll do what we can, and we'll keep on going for as long as we can. So thank you very much for listening. And I look forward to hearing from you. And if you don't hear from me for months, even if you've written down your details, don't worry. I save everything away. And when I need to contact you, I will contact you. And if at that point in time you're no longer available or you don't have time for me, then you can just tell me. But let's see what we can do. Maybe we'll do it better this time than I did last time. And I must tell you that I think this time there are much more in the way of opportunities. I can definitely see a lot of areas of improvement where there are opportunities now that weren't there 10 years ago, as things are maturing. So it's good. I wouldn't be throwing all my energy into this if I didn't believe that this was worthwhile. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.